Being the best doesn't guarantee you'll win the business. Having the best sales pitch does. My name is Justin Cohen, author of Pitch to Win. If you're in business, you've got to know how to pitch your products, services, or even yourself. Studies on the buying behavior of more than 100,000 decision makers found that nearly 40% of B2B buyers select a vendor based on the skills of the person making the pitch, making your sales skills even more important than just about anything. So how do you get good at it? Number one, make the commitment to learn how. Number two, believe that you're capable of learning how. I didn't always believe I could learn how to do this, and that's the problem. You know those kids at school who didn't have to work hard and got an A+? Well, I had to work really hard for my D-. I was convinced that I just wasn't born with much talent or intelligence. In fact, this belief may have been the very thing holding me back. See, research shows that when you're learning a new language, sport, or subject, your belief about your ability has a greater impact on your success than just about anything else. Professor Carol Dweck calls it the difference between a fixed or growth mindset. What's a fixed mindset? Well, those with a fixed mindset believe that talent, ability, and intelligence are inborn. You're either born great at selling or you're not. People with this mindset will not only learn less, but they'll show poorer problem-solving ability and be more likely to give up. In contrast, Dweck has found that those with a growth mindset believe that talent and ability are something that you can acquire through hard work and application. These people are not afraid to take on new challenges and fail because they know, hey, that's how you improve. They focused not on proving their ability, but growing their ability. In fact, a growth mindset is far closer to the truth. Professor Anders Ericsson has spent decades studying ability. His research has shown that inborn factors are not responsible for expert-level mastery in almost every field. So if it's not inborn factors, if it's not innate talent, what is it? It's practice. Top musicians practice about a third more than average ones. Not just any practice, though, deliberate practice. By that, Ericsson means getting outside your comfort zone and trying new things, having well-defined learning goals, and getting feedback from a teacher. So, here is how you become great at pitching your offering. Number one, believe that the ability to pitch is not inborn but acquired. Two, be willing to try and fail. That's how we grow. Three, practice pitching as much as possible by telling people about your product, services, or ideas. Four, get feedback on your pitch from a partner or team member. Five, know that everyone can learn to become great at pitching. And six, hey, have fun. My name is Justin Cohen, author of Pitch to Win, available at all good bookstores. Right now, sign up for my free Pitch to Win masterclass by going to www.justinpresents.com.